Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Batting fifth, Reed Adler at second base, hitting sixth. Curtis Barsness, the left fielder, hits seventh. Foster Milanowski at third base, batting number eight, and Ryan Klein, the right fielder, bats number nine. That's a look at the batting order for the visiting Black Earth Bombers, adorned in their blue uniforms. And in fact, I wasn't planning ahead very well. I'm wearing blue, the color of Black Earth today, and so far no one has beat me up here in Cazenovia. That's good, but I feel like I can blend in better, maybe, wearing the opposing team's colors. I don't know. Aaron Hipsch continuing his warm-up tosses, getting it ready here today for the Cavs Reds and the first inning here, top half of the first. Plenty of room for you, as always, at Cazenovia, and they are serving up some good food. I think Mark and Jody Schmidt have the detail today in the concession stand. The ball goes around the horn, and now back to the mound, and Aaron Hipsch getting set to work to the leadoff hitter. Bryce Hopwood will be the opposing pitcher today for Black Earth. Caminiti is the DH, hitting in his spot. And here we go. Aaron Hipsch getting ready for the first pitch of the ball game. Goes to the glove. And here comes the first pitch. That is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Game time temperature 69 degrees in Cazenovia. Back to the mound. Now Hipsch with the 0-1 offering. That one is swung on and ripped toward first. Nice play. Hunter Schmidt unassisted to the bag, and there is one away. That will bring up Danny Watkins, the catcher. Watkins wearing number 13. Nice job by the Deidelhoff sisters singing our national anthem today. Always appreciate that. Hipsch set to work. There's the kick and the pitch, and that one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Also, they come bearing pickles. Man, that is something else. Another jar of those dill pickles that went really fast at the radio station, faster than a box of donuts. Nothing in one. The pitch is called a little bit down low, one ball and one strike. So they smuggled up a jar of pickles. Now if I can get them out of here without everybody eating them all, you know, that's the big thing. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. I'm not sure what the secret is, but some of it's growing in that great Cazenovia black dirt. Here's the next pitch. This one popped up in the air over toward the left field side. Nathan Bauer making the call, and he's got it for the second out. Two away, and the batter will be Derek Adler. Adler coming on in. Batting from the right side, the shortstop. Bolin behind the plate for the Cavs Reds. Thought, of course, this year for the Ithaca Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Just finishing up his junior season. Two outs and the infield back a step or two. Hipsch set to work. There's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward left end. That is in there for a base hit. So a two-out hit for Derek Adler. That'll bring up Mark Caminiti. Three Caminitis in the starting lineup today for the Bombers. And Mark comes in. Center fielder. And the runner at first base takes a slight lead. Hunter Schmidt over at first base. Aaron Hipsch is ready. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Checking the sign. Mark Caminiti is back in and ready to roll. There's a throw to first, and the runner slides in at first. Must be a big game. Lots of celebrities coming out to it here today. Aaron Hipsch back to the belt. There's the pitch. That one is going to be bounced to left. That's a base hit. Stopping at second is Adler and Caminiti at first. with a base hit. So two singles after there were two outs. And Tony Caminiti will be the batter. Looks like Troy Matz is here today covering the game as well. The big game when Troy shows up. Runners at 1-2 here today. Tony Caminiti standing in now. The Bombers with something going here. A little skirmish in the opening inning. Here comes the pitch from Hipsch, and it's going to be hit high in the air, right center field area, coming on the right fielder, Greenwood. And Colton has got it for out number three. That will do it for the Bombers in the opening inning. No runs and a couple of hits, no errors, and they strand a pair. We go to the bottom of inning number one. This is Hometown with Baseball. No score. The Bombers and coming up the Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Kaz Memorial. Colton Greenwood will lead it off for the Reds. The right fielder followed by left fielder Nathan Bauer. Isaac Jennings, the shortstop, is followed by Hunter Schmidt at first base hitting cleanup. Micah Salisbury at second base batting fifth. Houston Boland, the catcher, will hit sixth. Also, it's Monty Jennings, the center fielder, followed by Garrett Jennings at third, batting number eight and hitting ninth. The designated hitter, Brady McGlynn, batting in the place of Aaron Hipsch. Bryce Hopwood on the mound. He'll be working to Danny Watkins behind the plate. And here's the first pitch to the bottom of the first. And it's going to be hit toward first base side. First baseman going over. He's got room, and he's got it in foul ground. Caminiti with a nice play over in foul ground. And there's one up and one down. And the hitter will be Nathan Bauer, the left fielder. Nathan with a couple of swings. Stepping back a couple of steps, the Bombers. And here we go. The pitch to Nathan Bauer is outside. One ball and no strikes. Tony Caminiti at first for the Bombers. Reed Adler at second. Derek Adler at short. And Foster Milanowski at third. Curtis Barsness in left. Mark Caminiti in center. And Ryan Klein in right. And there is ball two to Nathan. He'll stretch out and get back in. Just a little bit of a breeze blowing out toward left center field. Today, there's the pitch. That's called a strike. 2-1 on Bauer. Nathan checking in. Reds looking for their first base runner here in the bottom of the first. The 2-1 offering is going to be taken for a strike. 2-2. Hopwood does a good job of finding that outside corner. And he quickly gets back to work. Shakes off a couple of signs, and here's the 2-2. It's going to be bounced toward short. Full roller, Adler has it bounce up on his chest, and he throws late. And the Reds have a base runner. Taz with one on, and Isaac Jennings will be the hitter. So he'll step out. And a runner at first base now. Bauer takes a slight lead. Caminiti playing the bag for the Bombers. And Isaac Jennings cocks the bat. Here's the pitch. And that is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Isaac, part of that great Weston baseball program. But he has another year. Just finished his junior year. This one bounced, or I should say, blown to left field. And deep, that ball is going. That ball is gone, a home run. Oh, my goodness, he sneaks one out in the left field corner. I lost it looking out into the sky. I'm like, where did that ball go? And it went right over the fence, and what a good start. Welcome to the 2025 Home Talent Baseball season. Isaac Jennings, 2-0. The Reds in the lead here against the Bombers. All right, nice job. He's met at home plate. And the Reds jump out first here today. That, again, just totally fooled me. I looked down, looked up, and then, of course, the sky is not real conducive for seeing the baseball. And then I just had to watch the outfielder, Curtis Barsness, as he ran back to the left field corner and watched it go. Now, here's a pop-up on the right field side. First baseman Tony Caminiti makes the call, and he's got it off the bat of Hunter Schmidt for the out. So two away now, and the batter will be Micah Salisbury. Micah playing second base today. He was injured in last week's game. A little bit of a muscle pull as he was running to first, or kind of crossed first and heading to second. But he's in the lineup today. There's the pitch, and he swings and misses. Nothing in one. These young guys can bounce back a lot faster from an injury than me. I'm still trying to bounce back from that 40-year-ago injury I had. 0-1 pitch, that one is called a strike. That time it hit me in the head. Nothing in two to the hitter. Two away in the Cavs, bottom of the first. Here's the pitch, that one is upstairs. One ball and two strikes. I think we'll have some special guests during the broadcast as well. One ball and two strikes. Bryce Hopgood with the pitch, and that one is going to be swung on and lifted towards center. And Caminiti goes back a couple of paces, and he's got it. And Salisbury flies out. That will do it. In the inning, though, nice start for the Reds. They pick up two runs on one hit. There was an error and none left on. We go to the second. 2-0. Cavs leading over the Bombers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Leading it off in the top of the second is Reed Adler, and he takes a strike from Aaron Hipsch. Nothing and one to the batter. Top of the second, 2-0, Reds. Hipsch ready. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. As Reds with a nice start. Not used to getting that 2-0 lead in the opening inning, right? Here's the pitch. This one lifted to left down the line, and that one is going to drop in there. Backhanded by Bauer in left field. Runner going for two. They may have him. There's a throw to second, and they're waiting for the tag, and they get him. How about that? Well played. Nathan Bauer to Isaac Jennings, back to Micah Salisbury, and they get him trying to stretch a single into a double. There is one away. Give him a single and then a thrown out. Runner at second base, 7-6-4, if you're scoring along with us at home, and I'm sure you are. And here is Curtis Barsness, the batter. There's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Barsness taps the plate. Hips back and ready. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball towards shortstop. Taken by Isaac. Here comes the throw across to Hunter Schmidt in time. Two away now. And the batter will be Foster Milanowski. Foster, a former River Valley Blackhawk. Called some of his games through the years. And he will step in now for the Bombers with two away in the second inning. Hips to the belt. Here comes the pitch to Foster. It is outside for a ball. Next week, Father's Day will be in Arena. If they don't beat us up, we'll be down there. Muscadet in Arena. There's the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly to third. This is a challenge. Garrett Jennings on the run. Throws easily to first in time. I said it would be a challenge, but not for Garrett Jennings. Nice play, and it's a 1-2-3 in the field inning for the Cavs Red. No runs, a hit, no errors, and none left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number two. It is 2-0, Cavs leading, visiting Black Earth here on WRCO, Home Talent Baseball Sunday from FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
First ball hitting, Houston Boland lines a single to right field, and he is in there at first base. So Boland, much like Isaac Jennings, getting their first base of home talent this season, and they respond with a base hit. So Monty Jennings will be the batter. Monty adjusting the helmet and now standing in. Cavs leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Our scheduled 9-inning affair. The pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Word is the Muscadet-Belleville baseball game has been moved to 2:30 today. So if you're wondering about that one at Muscadet's Pickering Park, they had a little rain there today, and they've moved the game back to 2:30. Here's the pitch. High fly right center field. Right fielder Ryan Klein is coming over and makes the call and the grab. And Boland will head back to first base. One away for Garrett Jennings. Garrett Jennings will stand in. Muscadet and Belleville should be a good one in the western section. Henry Bray will be cheating the guys down there today, I think. So run around, they're going to throw to first, and he is back in time. Reedsburg leading the division with a 2-1 record, tied with Mazzamini. Here's the pitch. This one ripped to right field down the line. That is in there for a base hit. Garrett Jennings to first. Row to third, and getting back to second base is Boland. Boland overran second base and then got back as the throw went to third. So a couple of hits for the Reds, one away, and Brady McGlynn will be the batter. Boy, these young guys have shot a little bit of life into the team here. Man, they're hitting the ball. Putting it around the ballpark here today. Runners at one and two. And Hopwood back to check the runner at second. Batter shows bunt, brings it back. It is a strike. Nothing in one. Brady is a left-handed batter, the DH for the time being for the team, and certainly with Aaron Hipsch on the other side, Brady can certainly come in and play a position, too, if they do switch some things around. This one is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Reds leading 2-0 and threatening again with one away in the second inning. Hopwood brings it to the belt. Here's the pitch. Bunted, and he missed it. Throw back to second is not in time to get a sliding. Houston Boland, who was a few steps off the bag, he is back in, and the ball is, for the count now, is one ball and two strikes. Hopwood to the belt. And the pitch inside for a ball. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Phil Thompson's here. I'm sure he can still play. Make a late night add to the roster. Two balls, two strikes. There's the pitch ripped toward the short. Could be two. He's going to step on the bag himself and then coming back to first in time for a double play. And that's a killer for the Reds. They had something brewing, but a twin killing, a 6-3 double play, and that will end the Reds' threat in the second. No runs, two base hits. There were no errors and one left at third. We go to the third inning. Cazenovia 2, Black Earth nothing in home talent baseball from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Standing in to lead off the third, Ryan Klein for Black Earth. 2-0, Cazenovia in the lead. Aaron Hipsch with the first pitch of the third, and it's a strike. Nothing in one. 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the WRCO, Workborn Home Thermometer, rain gauge coming in here. And it was a 28 one-hundredth reading, according to Mr. Theed today. Not the Mr. Theed, Mr. Fabulous Theed, our engineer. Ball outside, one ball and one strike. Outfield straight away in all fields. Hipsch with the pitch. That one fouled off for strike two. One ball and two strikes. That came in a short amount of time as well. Had that kept up, I'm not sure if this game would have started on time. Or maybe it wouldn't have gone at all. But I understand from Nick Stittleberg, they actually didn't get that shower. Had the second shower, kind of that second crop, and it wasn't all that much. One and two. Here goes Hipsch. Into the motion, the pitch, swing, and a foul tip back to the screen. So Klein still alive. And so Reedsburg and Mesa Mini both at 2-1, Sauk Prairie 1-3, Kaz 0-3 in their half of the northern section. The other side led by Middleton and Ashton both at 4-0 coming into the day. 1-2 offering is outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. Cross Plains 3-1. Black Earth 1-4, and Wanakee 0-4. Black Earth in a different division of the section, but still counts as a game, a section game. This one is fouled back. Out of play, and they'll do it again. Season goes by pretty fast. You know, you're not too far down the road toward 4th of July, and only 3 weeks of games in July. They start the playoffs earlier than they used to. 2-2 pitch. That's going to be lifted well toward left field. The shortstop back. And nice play by Isaac Jennings. About medium depth left field. He makes the play of a fly ball that seemed like it was going further than it did. But he makes a nice play, and there is one away. Back to the top of the order. Clay Caminiti. Caminiti gets the second pitch of the ball game on the ground to first base on assisted play. And this is his second at bat. This pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. We're supposed to have a special guest up here, Mark Schmidt, but they might have had a run at the concession stand. He couldn't get away. Strike called on Caminiti. He might have lost count of the innings. That could be. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. This one popped toward left field. Opposite way, Nathan Bauer in left field circles and catches it. And there are two away now. The hitter will be Danny Watkins. Watkins flew out to left field in the first inning. Two up, two down in the third. Watkins standing in, a left-handed batter against Hipsch and the Reds. Aaron to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is called a little outside. One ball and no strikes. Hips ready again. There's the pitch. That's called a strike. One ball and one strike. Reds trying to take them 1-2-3. They have faced the minimum last inning or two. There's one bounce to the plate. Foul. Strike two. After the Bombers picked up two hits in the opening inning, Adler out and was out trying to stretch a single into a double last inning, but that made it for Hipsch to face the minimum after the next two batters grounded out. Here's one outside for a ball, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Watkins moving up on the handles. Hipsch ready. There's the pitch. Foul ball out of play. Back over toward the concession stand, and they're still alive. Getting a youngster out to try and chase that one down. Get the commission for chasing down those foul balls. 2-2. That one is down low for a ball. And the count is full to the hitter. Two up, two down here in the inning. Full count on the batter. Here's the pitch to Watkins, and they walked him. That was inside, and that's the base runner for the Bombers. That'll bring up Derek Adler. Adler singled back in the first inning as he has a chance to get something going here now again for the Bombers. With two away, runner leading slightly at first. Hunter Schmidt is kind of guarding that bag. There is a swing and a miss by Derek Adler. Nothing in one. Reds trying to focus on the batter right now. Slight lead for Watkins with good speed over at first base. Here's the pitch. Change up, swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. Couple of outs again. The Reds with two outs, two strikes on the batter, and a runner leading at first base. Hipsch set. There's the pitch. Runner going. It's going to be lifted toward right center. Right fielder over, over, and won't get it. It's going to bounce toward the fence. Backed up by the center fielder Jennings. Running, coming around third. Coming in to score is Watkins. The play at the plate, not in time, and going to second is Derek Adler. Black Earth is on the board now. Adler screamed one through for a double in the outfield and gets an RBI on the play. That'll bring up Mark Caminiti. Watkins scoring all the way from first. Reds made it closer at the plate than I thought it would be. Throw was a little high, and Bolin trying to make the play. The runner had split in successfully head first. Caminiti had a base hit back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Changeup is going to be bounced toward third. Garrett Jennings gloves and easily across the diamond for the out, and that'll do it here in the inning. One run and one base hit. No errors. One left aboard for the Bombers. They get on the board. It is 2-1. Casanova leading Black Earth on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Time for a tune-up? Head to Napa Auto and Truck Parts and grab the goods to keep your engine humming. They've got Napa Premium Performance conventional motor oil, built for durability and reliability. Plus, pick up Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus Oil, ready to use and perfect for small engines. And don't forget your shine. Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is only $8.49. Visit Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today, where great parts meets great deals.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello, come on, nice to see you. Welcome back to the booth here in Casanova. I'm Phil Nee, and in the bottom of the third inning, we have a special guest to join us. Cindy Keller, how you doing?
So great to see you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Here's the pitch to the first batter. That is Greenwood, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. So you did a little job shadow intern with us. How many years ago was that, Sadie?
Oh, boy, I would say maybe 6 years ago at this point, 5, 6.
Okay. Here's the pitch, and that's called a strike. And from your humble beginnings with WRCO, you've gone on to do some pretty good things. You're working for the Minnesota Twins right now? How's that going?
Working for the Minnesota Twins. It's my fourth season with the ball club there. And I was actually just talking when we were walking in, and I saw you, how I used to write recaps for the Western baseball games and sent it, and then started writing it for the Twins in Major League Baseball. So definitely helped me get my start.
That was a big step up. Here's a high fly to center, and it's going to be caught out there by Caminiti. There is one away. I'm guessing that the Twins booth is similar to this booth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely has some comparable aspects there.
We have a microphone.
Great talent, great talent broadcasting in both spots.
Oh, boy. Nathan Bauer standing in. And here is the pitch. That one is going to be called a strike. So tell us about what do you do for the Twins, your job description?
Yeah, so I started working in baseball communications and all the stats, pulling all that for the broadcasters up in the league. And now I actually work and oversee all of our advertising. So if you see any ad coming out from the Twins, it's probably coming from my desk.
Oh, my goodness. That's something else. Do you get commission on that?
Not quite, but selling tickets, that certainly that makes me happy.
That does. I fly to center, coming on the center fielder. He's got it for the second out, and there are two away. That'll bring up Isaac Jennings. 2-1, Casanova in the lead here. How long has it been since you've been to a Casanova Red game?
It's been a couple of years. I always like to get back. Haven't been able to as much as I would like, but every time we do and the schedule lines up, we're always down at the park here. It's always so much fun to come on out and see the community support.
It's an event, isn't it?
For sure, for sure.
Isaac swings and misses, nothing in one. Let's go up two up and two down here in the inning. Bottom of three. Here's the next pitch. That one is going to be flared foul and out of play. A couple of strikes on the batter. And you worked in the Northwoods League for a little while, didn't you?
I did. I worked four seasons in the Northwoods League. That was back in my Weston days as well. I worked up with the Duluth Huskies and then 2 years with the Eau Claire Express as well.
Wow. Here's a pitch. It's going to be popped toward second base, and it's going to be played by Reed Adler for out number three. Sadie, this is too short of time for you to come out and visit with us. Can you stay another half inning?
I certainly can.
All right. Sadie Keller back with us. We are through three. It is a 2-1 lead for the hometown Cazenovia Reds over the Black Earth Bombers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Tony Caminiti fouls it off after taking a ball. It's 1-1. Welcome to the top of the fourth. 2-1, Cazenovia in the lead here in Home Talent Baseball. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Sadie Keller in the booth at Cazenovia. Aaron Hipsch back to the belt and ready to work for the Caz Reds. There's the pitch. Bounced toward the middle. Cut off at shortstop. No, not in time. Jennings won't get him at first, and there is one on. Reed Adler will be the batter. So the Northwoods League is pretty interesting. The young man that had the walk-off home run for the Milwaukee Brewers last night, Thurman, he played in Northwoods League for Fond du Lac, I believe. You remember that name?
Yeah, and actually Isaac Collins, I think he's with the Brewers still.
Yeah.
He played with the Huskies, actually, one of the years I was up there. So it's really interesting to see those names moving up and seeing success for our the Brewers over there, too.
It's really cool. Yeah, because Caleb Durbin, I believe, was Division III. I mean, he was not a top recruit or anything like that. So to make it, you know, out of the Northwoods League and now into the majors, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Certainly. It definitely shows the great success that league in developing players, but also the success that can come from Division III and some of those smaller clubs there.
So are you still a Wisconsin sports fan at heart? I mean, is that kind of a prerequisite? You have to put that pass behind you when you work for the Twins, or how does that work?
Certainly a Minnesota sports fan, much to my family's dismay. Nowadays, but always a soft spot in my heart for the Wisconsin teams, and I always think it works well with the Brewers and Twins being the AL and NL. We can, you know, root for both success, except for when they play each other, which is coming up in a couple of weeks here.
Yes. Wouldn't that be something, a World Series someday, you know?
I'm all for it.
That'd be awesome.
Let's draw it up for this year, huh?
That would be cool. Two strikes on Adler. Here comes the pitch. There's a swing and a foul back by Adler. Runner stays at first. Again, top of four. Cavs leading 2-1. So this boyfriend of yours, does your dad approve of this, or what's going on?
Yes, he's making his first visit here to Cazenovia and coming out to the Caz Reds game. He actually works for the Minnesota Gophers, so there's a little bit of a rivalry there with the Axe going back and forth. It makes that a little bit more exciting every fall, but definitely, I think, approved.
Really? Okay. Well, we'll say he's all right here today. One ball and two strikes. Here goes Hipsch, ready to work. Runner leads at first. The pitch, swing and a foul back again. Good cut by Reed Adler. So he works with any one sport with the...
Yeah, he's the head of all marketing for the Gophers. So if you go to a Gopher football game, he's the one that's up in the booth doing all the game day activations. He's in charge of the PA, all the music. I'll throw it in. He played Jump Around when the Gophers beat Wisconsin a few years back across the stadium.
Man,
I have to say it.
You may not say that too loud. He might get... ushered out of Casanova here.
No, all in good fun. They've certainly had our hand for quite a few years as well.
You bet. Pitch is back to the screen. Here goes Caminiti to second base, and the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So he moves on the wild pitch. And so back in is Adler. Had a hit last time, but thrown out trying to stretch that single into a double. Ipsch is ready to work. Runner at second gets the big lead. Here's the pitch. That one popped up, and it is out of play. So your boyfriend, what does he think of Casanova? I mean, is this a first visit? Is he impressed?
He loves it. There's nothing like the community here.
Yeah.
There truly isn't. So we were coming down and got to go and see John Saltweedle's yesterday and drive past there, went to Car Valley Cheese, did all the top spots. And there's just nothing like it coming back here to Cas and just the love this community has for each other and the programs and all that support. So I was so excited to be able to show him that and to be back and experience it again here.
That is great. Yeah. You know, you talk about salt of the earth people, really, you know, and they all rally around one another. And so well said. Maybe someday you'll move back here, right?
Never know. Maybe work for the Reds here.
Cas Reds,
help promote that.
There's big money in that, I bet. Full count now. This one upstairs to Stadler. And he is back in. Barsness is due next. Again, a runner at second base, representing the tying run. The pitch inside. He walked him, and now the Bombers have got something going. Two on and nobody out for Curtis Barsness. I remember talking to one of your career classes. I think Ron and I visited one of your career classes at Weston when you were a student there. Yep. So you guys, I know you were interested in the media and radio from way back when, weren't you?
Yeah. Definitely. This is going to be my 10th year working in baseball, and of course not all in the major leagues, but across all different levels, and it's crazy. Just the differences and changes across the past decade started here in that interest.
Humble beginning. Here's a wild pitch. Runners moving on to second and third. Caminiti goes to third. Adler at second, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes, and there is a at-the-mound visit coming up here. As manager Greenwood out to have a word with his pitcher and his defense here at Casanova. So the Twins doing pretty well, are they?
Yeah, doing really well. Had a little bit slower of a start than we probably would have hoped, but had a 13-game winning streak there the last couple weeks ago, and now we've won 20 of our last 27, 28, so definitely turning it around a couple games back in the division, but should be playing good baseball and some good meaningful baseball here coming up as we get closer to the All-Star break. Always hope that we can go for that division title and push further into the postseason. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was rooting for the Timberwolves in basketball, too. I really was. I like to see those small market teams do well. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be inside for a ball. I guess we have to root for the Pacers, though. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Even though they beat our Bucks. Runners at second and third. Ipsch trying to work out of it. Jam here in the inning. The pitch is going to be ripped foul. Look out, everybody, down the end of the left field area. And it's 2-1. Foster Milanowski due next for the Black Earth Bombers in the top of the fourth inning. As leading 2-1, but the Bombers have the tying run and a go-ahead run aboard. And it's 2-1 on the batter. The Barsness sliding up a little bit. And Aaron Hipsch is set. Here comes the 2-1 offering. It's going to be off the handle. This will be a big out. Hipsch coming in and makes the grab for the first out. There is one away. Foster Milanowski will be the batter. Do you get a chance to interact with the players very much, Sadie?
Yeah, definitely part of our job of being able to build that relationship with them and build that trust to be able to tell their stories. definitely view them more as coworkers. And
oh, that's cool.
I always like to tell them actually the story of Ryan Darren and coming up and being from Kaz and inspiring the Wild Thing Major League movie.
Yeah.
And that's always a fun fact that I like to put in as I'm meeting them and interacting.
Yeah. There is Milinowski with a base hit driving in Caminiti, and we are tied. Stopping at third is Adler. So an RBI single for Foster Milinowski, and there are runners at the corners for Ryan Klein. So they probably have to look up who Ryan Duren is because, but, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but Ryan Sandberg was supposedly named after Ryan Duren.
I have heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
A few players actually have heard the name and actually worked in the Yankees organization for a while, and their AAA ball club actually had some Ryan Durham memorabilia out there. So
really?
I was able to see some of that fun gear and tell that story when I was out in Pennsylvania as well.
Cool. Did you meet Ryan Durham?
I never had the chance. No. Unfortunately not.
Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Well hit. Look out. This one is carrying, going over into the gap. Nice grab, Bauer. And no, he dropped it. The runner's going to come in from third, throw to second, and they're going to get the runner at second base for the second out, but Black Earth will score the run then. It is a 3-2 ball game as Adler comes in. Milinowski out at second, and the ball in left field not played, so safe at first base is Klein, and we go back to the top of the order. That's Clay Caminiti. So who's the nicest player on the Twins roster, would you say?
We really have a great ball club, and everyone in the clubhouse is just great to work with. Carlos Correa, everything that folks have heard about
yeah.
him is true. He's a great person in the community, great person in the clubhouse, and runs the rest of the team. Byron Buxton, I'm going back to the Northwoods League, Griffin Jacks, pitched for the Eau Claire Express. He's always been a great person to work with and very focused on the community as well.
This one hard hit to left field and in there for a base hit. So Klein stops at second and Caminiti at first, and the Bombers continue the assault here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Danny Watkins. I think it's always good to hear that they're good people, you know, and not prima donnas and things like that. You know, sometimes what you see is what you get,
yeah.
you know, when you watch the games then, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Pablo Lopez, guys like that.
Yeah.
Everyone definitely folks that, you know, you'd love your kids to look up to as role models, both on the field for their great play, but off the field certainly as well.
Batter standing in for the left side, Danny Watkins. Runners at first and at second, and here's the pitch, and that is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Two away in the fourth, but two runs are in for the Bombers as they come back to take the lead for the first time today. Hipsch back to the belt with a one ball, no strike pitch. It's going to be taken for a strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Has your dad, Chuck, become a Twins fan now, or what's the deal?
We'll see. He's actually coming up for the games in a couple weeks.
Is he?
The Brewers are in town, so we'll see if he'll be wearing Twins gear or Brewers gear. That'll be the true test.
That'll put him to the test. Maybe he should just stay in the middle and wear Cavs over your red stuff, you know. So,
there we go.
Yeah.
He is. He's still strong with the Badger fan. I don't think I've converted him over to be a Gopher fan quite yet.
I don't think so.
I don't know if that'll ever fully convert.
Probably not. No, it's in his blood. One ball and two strikes now on Watkins. The Reds trying to get out of it here in the fourth inning. Get a little bit of a breeze blowing. Very comfortable afternoon here in Cazenovia. And Hipsch trying to work out of it. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch down low. Nice block by Bolin. And the count goes to 2-2. It's amazing, though. You know, you've seen players at all levels. You know, you think there's a good player locally. And then same thing in the Northwoods League. Ah, they're really good. And then there's no comparison. You get to the majors, how good those people really are.
It truly is just unbelievable to see their play day in and day out. And to watch how they practice. To being able to be in the ballpark for BP and some of their drills. It's just a different level.
It is.
But, you know, seeing the Hipsch boys out there, and, you know, they have great talent, and some of the other guys that have come through throughout the years, they've certainly made a name for themselves as well throughout the area.
You bet. 2-2. Wow, hit well. Left field going over is Nathan Bauer, and he's got it. That sounded a lot stronger when it left the bat. That is out number three, and that will do it. Well, Sadie, it's been good seeing you again.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, and so great to see you as always.
Good getting caught up. You bet. Sadie Keller joining us, representing the Minnesota Twins here today. The Cavs Reds trail now 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the fourth on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
3-2, Black Earth leading as we go to the bottom of inning number four here at Cazenovia Memorial. Hunter Schmidt will lead it off, followed by Micah Salisbury and Houston Boland. Though the Reds have fallen behind a run after that two-run home run in the opening inning by Isaac Jennings. They have not scored. Schmidt takes a pitch for a ball, one ball and no strikes. A total of three runs for the Black Earth Bombers. Here's the pitch. That one bounced slowly toward third. Trouble. Milanowski throws on the run. He won't get him. Hunter Schmidt legging it out. Nice job, and he gets an infield single. And the batter, Micah Salisbury. Micah flew out to center field the last time up. So a total of, let's see, seven hits. Three runs and seven hits for Black Earth. Two runs and now four hits for the Cavs Reds. Here's the pitch, and that is a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hopwood has been on since the start of the ball game here today at Cavs Memorial. Runner at first base, Hunter Schmidt. Probably not a steal threat. Here's the pitch. That one fouled off into the screen. One ball and one strike. Good to have Sadie Keller up here. Great success story for her, coming from the small area and doing well with the Major League Ball Club. I'm still trying to make it to even the minors, you know. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's a ball low, throw to second, and they won't get him. All right, Hunter Schmidt takes off. I just got done saying I didn't know if he was a stolen base threat. There he goes. So he takes one, and he is in scoring position. I think he just passed his dad for stolen bases here for Cavs Reds. I think that, yeah. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be bounced down the ground between third and short. Knocked down by Adler. Comes up throwing, and they will get him on a close play at first. Good recovery, Derek Adler, over to Tony Caminiti. Schmidt stays at second. That'll bring up Houston Boland. Boland with a single back in the second inning. One away. Here is Houston. Hit that out to right center last time. Schmidt leading at second, representing the possible tying run. This one bounced toward right field. going to be picked up at second by Adler. The throw is in time for out number two. That'll do it for Houston Bolin. And Monty Jennings will be the batter. Monty flew out to right field back in the second inning. Just a little bit of a breeze blowing here at Cazenovia. Just enough to blow the WRCO sign back up at me once in a while. Here is Jennings trying to get that runner home. Here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. Nothing in one. Hunter Schmidt in scoring position for the Cavs Reds. Trying to tie it up here at the bottom of the fourth. 0-1 offering, the deal is high. One ball and one strike. The Muscadet and Belleville game will start in about a half hour. Pushed back today because of rain. 1-1 to Jennings. There's the pitch, and that one is outside for a ball. We understand the Richland County Dairy Breakfast well attended today, and a little rain had opened up the sheds there for a little bit, but everybody stayed dry, and the rain went by fast. 2-1 is fouled for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. The Reds trying to bring Hunter Schmidt around with that leadoff infield single. 2-2 from Hopwood. Here's the pitch. Change up. Ooh, that just missed. Ball three. Monty Isaac and Garrett Jennings all in the Cavs starting rotation today. Full count offering. There's the pitch. High fly to center field. Should be playable, though. Caminiti is back, and he has got it for out number three. That'll do it. In the inning, no runs and a hit, no errors. Hunter Schmidt stranded at third, and we go to the fifth inning. Black Earth leading it 3-2 over Cazenovia in hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French Door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Here we go for the top of the fifth inning. Derek Adler leads it off for Black Earth against Aaron Hipsch. And quickly, it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Adler. Here's the pitch. That one is a strike. 2-1. Adler, then Caminiti, and Caminiti. Mark and Tony follow. They are the 3, 4, and 5 batters for the Bombers. Hipsch to the glove. And there it is. It's going to be swung on and fouled out of play. And there are two strikes on the hitter. Two balls, two strikes. Tuesday will be on hand at Blair Taylor High School for sectional high school baseball. Highland and Boscobel, a great matchup for the area. This one down low for a ball, and the count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. That game starting at 12:30, and then either way we'll have a championship call from Blair Taylor. It gets underway at 3 o'clock. full count offering. Swing and a foul on the ground, third base side. A couple of teams that were not seated as high as some of the teams. Maybe you were expecting to see there, but both playing ball at the right time. Playing their best ball at the end of the season. Full count from Aaron Hipsch. There it is. Swung on, bounced sharply to left, base hit. Adler with his third hit of the day. And the batter will be Mark Caminiti. Caminiti 1-for-2 on the day, hitting here in the fifth inning. All around the horn, and back it goes to Hipsch. 1 on, nobody out. Black Earth with its leadoff batter on for the second inning in a row. Here's the pitch. Ripped down the line. Foul ball. Long side of the third base bag, and it's a long strike. Nothing in one. Get the text that I was supposed to ask Sadie about if she knows Paul Molitor. Have to holler down and ask her if she's met him. Nothing in one to Caminiti. Adler leads at first base. Hipsch ready, and there's the pitch down low for a ball. Runner going now. Boland won't throw. It was a good jump by Adler, and throw in the dirt. Boland had to do a good block of